Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
They are going to decide this election by putting the names of the two candidates in the bowl. And
remember when control of Virginia's House of Delegates was determined by drawing a name from a bowl?
Madam Vice Chair, will you give the bowl a stir?
Yeah, that was 2 months ago.
The cook in the kitchen. Okay.
And though the Democratic candidate lost, there's no doubt November's blue wave reshaped state politics.
It was a very big night for Democrats.
Heading into the session, Republicans were left clinging to a one-seat majority, won by chance, and it's had policy consequences.
Well, I'm changing my position. I'm still not for straight-out Medicaid expansion because...
That's Republican Delegate Terry Kilgore on the John Frederick Show in mid-February, announcing his support for a reformed Medicaid expansion.
As Republicans, we got to quit being the party of no, John. We've got
yes.
to be able to come up with practical solutions to these problems.
After years of opposition to the federally funded health care program for the poor, Kilgore broke the dam. A few days after that interview, a majority in the House of Delegates voted for a budget that included Medicaid expansion.
Ayes 68, noes 32.
Ayes 68, noes 32. The bill passes.
Suddenly, the tension was between Republicans in the House and Republicans in the Senate. Here's Senate Majority Leader Tommy Norment criticizing his counterpart in the House for backing Medicaid expansion.
And I won't say that that is a reflection of a meltdown, but it is certainly a reflection that there's at least some modest chaos going down the hall.
That brings us to this weekend. With just a couple hours to go, Democratic Senator Adam Eben offered an incentive to any Republican colleague willing to switch their vote.
Maybe some top-shelf champagne from 7-Eleven.
Jokes aside, the session wraps up with lawmakers at an impasse. Speaking to reporters, Democratic Governor Ralph Northam suggests the gap in the GOP reflects who has faced the post-Trump electorate and who hasn't.
There was an awakening in the House of Delegates. 15 seats were changed. And they were changed because people in Virginia, and again, I've listened to a lot of them, they want to expand health care.
And as those lawmakers head home for a break, Northam suggests it may be a good time for senators to touch base with their constituents. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.